Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now. I'll be your non-stop lover. Get a while you get. Your non-stop
miracle. I'm your man. Get out of my dreams. Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 1620 and 92.3. It's good to be back, John.
You're no pro with this, man. You came prepared, everything.
It's my favorite time of day to see you at 5 a.m.
So. Well, that's nice. Maybe I need to come see you more often.
Yeah, just show up anytime.
Okay.
Come on over. So there's a lot going on in Pensacola and Escambia County right now, and we're going to try our best today to cover some of those topics with the Bay Center plan coming out this past week. The county commission is set to have a workshop or presentation on the new Bay Center plan. So we'll kind of touch on that with the chair of the county commission, Ashley Hoffberger. Later in the show, we'll talk about the new Palafox, which is all I am doing is eating, breathing, and living the new Palafox.
I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know why, Walker.
I don't either, you know.
I mean, you should just be sitting in your little chair, feet up.
That's right.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on down there.
So everything so far so good. And so we'll touch on that. We'll have President of the City Council, Allison Patton, calling in today, and Mayor D.C. Reeves calling in, as he does every Wednesday, to the show. We'll take a trip over to Tallahassee with State Representative Alex Andrade from District 2 to see what he's messed up or whose feelings he's hurt this week over in Tallahassee. So we'll make sure we get that covered. We're going to talk to Danny Zimmern. We got Mardi Gras coming up very quickly. And fellas, just FYI, the Saturday parade is on Valentine's Day in downtown Pensacola. So make sure you keep that in the back of your mind.
Be on your best behavior.
That yes, also that. It's going to be a good Mardi Gras season.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll head out to the beach with Mike Burns and hear what's going on with the Santa Rosa Island Authority. So we got a good show lined up, excited about it, and hopefully you'll learn something today that you didn't know. If you're not already up, maybe you'll learn something later on when you do wake up. But John, you know, I feel like you and I, we always talk about football, and I haven't seen you since Ole Miss Rebels lost, which was sad.
Oh, it was very sad.
And bummer. That's all I got to say about
that. I know, but it was a good game. That's true. It was a really good game. Came down to the end, and I couldn't be happier for the guys.
That's right. And I had to bring that up because I had to say that, you know, Auburn beat Ole Miss in basketball last night, which is exciting.
Whoa.
Just a little segue.
This got deep.
We're just going in on Ole Miss today. No, I love Ole Miss.
It got deep, man.
Yeah.
I know.
Was that too early for all that? But anyway, so we do have the Super Bowl coming up here in a few weeks on February 8th at the Broncos and the Patriots. And then we've also got the Seahawks and the Rams. Are you You got any favorites in this with your Dolphin shirt on?
Well, yeah, that's funny. we got a coach. let's see here. So with Bo Nix being out, my money is on the Patriots.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, yes, Stidham's good. Yeah, I get it. But it's still not Bo Nix and who's been there all year.
Yeah.
Patriots have a very much advantage on that one. And then on the NFC side, I've got Seattle.
Yeah.
They've
been on a tear.
They've been on the fire, man. I mean, and hey, continue the momentum.
That's right. That's right. And fun story about the Broncos, Bo Nix and Jared Stidham both went to Auburn.
I'm sorry. That's part of the problem, I guess.
Yeah, it might actually be part of the problem. so we've got Super Bowl coming up. And
what a great national championship game, though.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. That was incredible.
You couldn't ask for a better game, you know? Yeah.
Whatever they did, everybody needs to try and figure that out and repeat that.
Well, you know what they did, right?
They just paid all their players more than everybody else, or?
No, they actually that's a good idea. They actually got second strings and third strings from other teams, put them together, and they were all stars right there.
They crushed it. I was nervous about Miami's, you know, defensive line and offensive line being so big, but you know, at the end of the day, you can't throw two picks as Carson Beck and win a national championship. And
no, I know you can't.
All my family that are Georgia fans are certainly loving the fact that he lost in the national championship. And I guess now, I don't know what he does next, but as a 24 to 28 year old college quarterback, it might be time to get a job. I don't know what he does next. If he stays at Miami, how much longer he can play football, who knows?
I think he's declaring for the draft.
Yeah, that makes sense. That'll work too, I guess. We'll see. But anyways, well, again, we've got a good show coming up. We'll dive into a lot of topics, but we're going to head off to our first commercial break of the day, and we'll be back with you here in a little bit.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Oh, how's that flu, babe? Did you take DayQuil Intense Flu yet?
Nah, I got this. Okay, I don't got this.
You stay on the couch, and I'll grab the DayQuil.
Undo your flu symptoms with DayQuil Intense Flu. DayQuil Intense Flu provides powerful relief of your flu symptoms.
I'm ready for that to-do list.
Wow, you do got this.
DayQuil Intense Flu, the daytime coughing, aching, fever, under your flu medicine. Use as directed, keep out of reach of children.
Beads are fun.
Laissez les bon temps rouler.
Moon pies too. Traffic, not so much. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Somebody's gonna hurt someone. Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3 and 1620. It is good to be back. It's been a little while since Andrew's taken off, and I've gotten to set my alarm for 3:45 a.m. to get up and come help out our dear friend Andrew, but it's good to be here.
And I was proud of you for being here on time too.
You know, I
you didn't sleep in and anything.
That's right. Yeah, you know, you can't be late for this, because
like we talked, like I said earlier, radio just keeps going.
That's right, it never stops. Never stops. So I again, Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay, and my day job, I'm the executive director of the Downtown Improvement Board. And John, we were talking a little bit about the new Palo Fox project. One of the things I wanted to touch on here today, and so far so good. They got off, started with a bang, and they are off to the races. I mean, day one, they didn't have the construction fencing, but they weren't going to let that stop them and start tearing up the road.
Right. You know?
So
yeah.
We are closing in on the end of, I guess, I don't know if it's week two or three right now. I think it's week two. And so, but I mean, it has been extremely impressive at the speed at which it seems to me the guy that's never tore a road up and rebuilt it, it looks great to me. It looks like they're doing stuff. So they've got almost all the asphalt pulled up.
Right.
They left, it was interesting, they left one lane so they could drive up and down, get the trucks up and down, which I'm like, oh, that's
interesting.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have thought of that. And it's been cool to see some of the pictures that people are taking, or, you know, some of the old road that they've been digging out. You can see the different layers over, mm-hmm. you know, over the decades of them repaving Palafox throughout the years. I think they did this last time, like in the late 70s or early 80s was maybe the last big time they tore up the entire road.
Wow.
You know, we're just trying to get us that new Palafox. It's going to be awesome. They've got new stormwater going in, a lot of new pavement, pavers, 50 new trees. I think they're having to remove a couple, but they're replacing them and then adding 50 new trees to Palafox, which is already a good number of trees there as it is. But that obviously, all those trees help out with stormwater issues as well. You've got expanded pedestrian space that they're adding to this project. And it's just going to be, I can't wait to see it. And I think all I've heard is that they are fully anticipating to hit that 10% bonus that was offered by the city to be finished by May 24th on this main portion of the new Palafox project. And as you know, if the weather holds up and everything keeps going,
that's great.
I sure hope they meet it. That's yes. all I got to say. So, one cool thing I did notice was down by O'Reilly's and Jackson Steakhouse. I think they've taken them off to the dump now, but you know, I don't know how long ago, we'll call it 100 years ago, Palafox had a trolley system that ran right down the middle of Palafox mm-hmm. from where Jocko's is down at Plaza de Luna, all the way up the middle of Palafox through where the Palafox Market is, up the big hill into, and then went into the neighborhoods in North Hill and I think over into Old East Hill. And so they pulled up some of the old trolley lines that were still
wow
underneath the road, which is really cool to see. And
probably just preserved in time,
yes,
you know,
for sure. Yeah. You know, just pave over them and keep on moving.
Keep
it's,
going.
It's crazy that you get away from something like that. And maybe, you know, back then it was suburbs were such a thing or being built out and people were moving out of the, you know, the city center and getting out into the suburbs, getting a little bit more property with their house. And so that's why we got away from a trolley system, which is also always propped up by government money. And is that, you know, that's an argument for another day. So anyways, but the city's putting in $10 million into this project, $10.5 million. $3.5 million of that 10 is from Florida Power and Light. And that's kind of the whole, you know, reason we're doing this project is back in 2017 or 18, I believe it was, they came in and underground all of their utilities. Mm-hmm. And that's why there's no power poles up and down Palafox, because they put it
which
all
looks
those,
nice.
Yeah, I which mean, is great, which is, you know, you wish you had that throughout the entire city.
Right.
And I always say to that point, if you don't know how nice it is when you're driving from Perdido towards the Floribama and you get into Alabama towards Orange Beach, it's immediate difference. All of our utilities are above ground in Florida, and as soon as you get across state line, they're all underground. And it is
night and day difference.
It really is. Really is. But Gulf Power at the time had promised to come back and make the road look like it did when they arrived after they undergrounded all of those utilities. And we had administration changes at the city. Gulf Power sold to Florida Power and Light. They put a pause on infrastructure projects, which this would have been one of those, for a year after the sale. And so it just kind of kept getting drug along. And then finally, here we are. So, and, you know, at the time in 2018 or 2019, when they made that commitment, that amount of money would have sufficed probably for a project like this. And, or maybe, you know, it might have not have been $10 million, but it would have been a little less. And then Mayor Reeves got in and said, hey, we get one crack at this for the next 30, 40 years. Let's mm-hmm. make this the best we can. And so there was obviously a lot of heavy conversations had around spending that much money out of the CRA, the downtown CRA, and parking funds, and using this FPL money. But at the end of the day, they got it across the finish line, and we're going to have a beautiful product at the end of the day. So I'm excited to see it, and so far so good. Some of the nice things that are going on because of that is the city has offered up just over 400 free parking spots in downtown Pensacola.
So this nice. Is
free parking 24/7 in almost every city-owned blue or teal sign parking spot in downtown Pensacola. The big exception to that, and I just want to make sure that, that people know, is that if you go and park in the Jefferson Street garage on the corner of Jefferson and Romana, which is the big three- or four-story parking garage in downtown Pensacola, it's got that ginormous mural on the side of it,
mm-hmm.
that is still paid. They had some businesses that had paid for annual passes for their employees to be able to park in there, and it was going to be a cumbersome process to figure all of that out, to untangle that web. And those employees, I think, still wanted to have a dedicated spot for their employees to have a place to park. So that is still paid, but pretty much everything else in downtown Pensacola that is city-owned parking, which again is the blue or teal signs, is free. You get out of your car, you park, don't have to fool with the app, don't have to go to the pay station, just get out and go. You can access Palafox just as you normally would have if you had parked on Jefferson or Balin or Garden or south of Main Street. You just walk down one of the side streets. The sidewalks are all open. They've got at least 6 foot of clearance for ADA requirements all up and down Palafox. The only thing you can't do that's different in downtown Pensacola right now is drive or park on Palafox from Garden to Main Street. That is quite literally the only thing that is different.
Do they have a way to get across if you wanted to go across Palafox?
Yeah, and that was one thing the city made sure that they were going to require of the contractor, was that, you know, you'd be able to get across by foot at each intersection. So each intersection has a pedestrian path. You can, you know, park on Balin Street and Government and walk across the street and get to your dinner reservation at Jackson's, or go to the Palafox Market on a Saturday down at Plaza Ferdinand, or go, you know, across the street and watch a NFL football game at 200 South. So it's super easy to get around. And with also kind of another caveat that's funny is because of this, you know, limited sidewalk at the moment during construction, the restaurants had to remove all of their outdoor seating that was out on the sidewalk. So like O'Reilly's had a lot of outdoor seating, Doghouse had a lot of outdoor seating. They had to remove that to make room for pedestrians and the ADA requirements. So you might walk up to a place and it looks dead. I did this a couple Sundays ago, going to watch some football with some friends at O'Reilly's, and open the door and go in, and it is slammed packed,
yeah.
full of people.
Wow.
And actually the mayor was there watching football with some friends as well. And so I was trying to convince him. I said, I don't know if you still need to raise some money for this, DC, but you could rent out this construction equipment for an hour to people,
mm-hmm.
and just let them get out there and tear the road up and raise some more money for this project.
That's a great idea. I'd do it.
He said,
sure.
He said he liked the idea. So we'll ask him later on in the show if we've made any progress on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just sign the waiver.
I'm sure it's probably at the top of his list of things he's got going on this week. So maybe we'll see. So you might see me out there breaking something.
Oh, I'll
it might
be
not
breaking.
Be something I'm supposed to break. But
correct. That would be my problem, because I would be like, no, I don't like that anymore.
Yeah.
Oops. So did that button do that?
Did I do that? And the city is doing an incredible job. Mayor Reeves has put Adrian Walker in charge of communication and kind of a liaison between the construction company, the city, and the businesses. They're doing an incredible job of reaching out, staying on in front of everybody, updating everyone with information about the project. And they've also got a website, which is thenewpalafox.com, that shows timeline for the project, any major, you know, updates about what's going on with the project. It's got a map of where all the free parking is from the city of Pensacola and downtown. It's got links that direct you to the Downtown Improvement Board, the Downtown Pensacola website that goes to a calendar of events of what's going on in downtown that day. The DIB, where I work, we also just incorporated a deals page. So if any business has a deal going on, whether that's happy hour, if that's a food deal, if that's retail that's running, you know, 20% off on some clothing items, all of that is on. You can get to it from the newpalafox.com. So you can also just go straight to the downtownpensacola.com page to get to it. And we've got a tab at the top that says deals, and you can check all those out. But I would encourage you to go to the newpalafox.com, and that's where all the information about the project itself is going to be. And then you can also still get to our website to find out what's going on in downtown Pensacola on any given day. And the businesses are ready for you to come down. Visit them. I think a lot of the restaurants are doing very well. Mm-hmm. The Slam this weekend, people on waits, some more than an hour wait for dinner. And some of the retail during the day, I think, is taking a little bit of a hit. But, you know, this community always steps up and helps out when, you know, their neighbors are hurting.
Yeah, so. Don't stop. Yeah.
So we'll be back after this, and we'll talk a little bit about the Palafox Market in downtown Pensacola.
News. I'm CJ Papa. World and economic leaders are waiting for President Trump. Air Force One experiencing an issue.
It wasn't until it was partway on its way to Davos that it had to make a U-turn to return to the U.S. after what was called a minor electrical issue. So he'll be delayed, but it won't change his message to world leaders at Davos. He still wants Greenland, even as NATO allies question his efforts.
That's Fox's Doug Luzader. President Trump at the podium of the White House press room, doubling down on his quest for Greenland.
We need it for security purposes. We need it for national security and even world security. It's very important.
The president threatening 10% tariffs on eight nations that would kick in next month and climb to 25% in June. House Oversight Committee will discuss holding Bill and Hillary Clinton in contempt of Congress today, part of the Jeffrey Epstein probe. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. 41 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies here across the area. We'll get to our forecast in a few minutes. First, taking a look at today's headlines. A Pensacola man facing up to 20 years in federal prison for threatening a police detective, 19-year-old Tamal Jenkins, pleaded guilty to interstate threatening communication with intent to extort. Now, the detective reportedly received threatening messages after making an arrest in a homicide investigation back in July. The message demanded the release of a suspect. Sentencing is set for April 14th. Santa Rosa County commissioners have reportedly selected Bayou District Consulting to redevelop the old courthouse property in Milton. The Pensacola-based firm offered $1.14 million for the 3.6-acre site. Plans call for restoring the 1920s courthouse building for civic and commercial use while removing additions from the 1960s. The development would include townhouses, walk-up apartments, possibly even a rooftop restaurant. Commissioners say they want to negotiate a higher price and make sure the developer understands the state's plans to widen Highway 90 through downtown. The project is expected to generate up to $3 million in one-time revenue and more than $1 million annually for the city and for the county. Firefighters say they contained a mobile home fire in Escambia County on Monday. The fire broke out around 10 p.m. in the 1500 block of North 50th Avenue. Crews found the ceiling on fire at the home and applied water to prevent that fire from spreading. The county says it was caused by an electrical issue with a ceiling light. Once repairs are made, the residents will reportedly be able to move back in. Well, it's a Pensacola tradition. Now in its 13th year, the airport officially became the Pensacola Intergalactic Airport yesterday, ahead of next month's PensaCon. Mayor D.C. Reeves says February is a very busy month
for getting visitors into the Pensacola area.
If you don't think our February is busy, we've got Mardi Gras on one weekend, and we've got Pensacon on the next weekend, bringing millions of dollars of economic impact here to our city. And that's really where I think the most community impact is made.
Pensacon has brought in more than $31 million in cumulative economic impact since 2013. The Comic Book and Pop Culture Convention runs February 20th through the 22nd. Well, Florida lawmakers say traffic camera enforcement across the state is a confusing mess for drivers. They're moving to clean that up. State Senator Nick DeSegli's bill, SR 654, passed unanimously yesterday in the Transportation Committee. DeSegli says right now rules vary depending on where you're driving.
The spirit of this bill is to really create and improve, to your point, the mess that we've seen in the various camera systems that we have when it comes to enforcing speed, red lights, school buses, etc.
And the bill would require the Department of Motor Vehicles to publish data from cities and counties using traffic cameras so drivers can see how they are being enforced. It would also allow motorists to challenge tickets remotely through Zoom instead of being forced to show up in person. It's 5:35 at News Radio 92.3. We've got partly cloudy skies, 42 degrees right now in Pensacola, 46 in Gulf Breeze, 35 in Milton. Our next news is at 6 a.m. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Bloomberg News reports NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang plans to travel to China in late January as he seeks to reopen a critical market for the company's artificial intelligence chips. It is unclear whether Huang will meet with senior Chinese officials. Tesla CEO Elon Musk said that the early production rate of the company's Cybercab robotaxi and its humanoid robot Optimus will be agonizingly slow before accelerating over time. Much of Tesla's nearly $1.4 trillion valuation hinges on investor expectations for its self-driving technology and humanoid robots, even as the company's core revenue and profit continues to come from the electric vehicle sales. OpenAI is expanding its efforts to convince global governments to build more data centers and encourage greater usage of artificial intelligence in areas such as education, health, and disaster preparedness. The initiative, called OpenAI for Countries, will expand the reach of its products and help close the gap between nations that do not yet have the capacity. Futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
You know those big banks where you're just an account number, where customer service is a chatbot, and hold music is your least favorite song? Yeah, we're not that. We're Penair Credit Union. Local, member-owned, and actually built to work for you. With better rates, few, if any, fees, and service from people who know you by name. So why bank big when you can bank better? Visit penair.org to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Mardi Gras season is fun.
Woo-hoo! Until you don't know where you're going, what's closed, or why traffic stopped moving.
Laissez les bon temps rouler.
News Radio 92.3 helps you enjoy it without the guesswork.
Let the good times roll.
Local updates, traffic info, and what's happening around town when it matters most. Have fun out there. Woo-hoo! We've got all the details. News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local. Dependable.
Dependable.
Pensacola, this is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3 1620. We've been talking a little bit about the new Palafox project. I'm the executive director of the Downtown Improvement Board, and so we have been dealing on a daily basis with everything going on with the new Palafox project. But, you know, there's been some nice things about it, that there's 400 plus free parking spaces in downtown Pensacola in those city owned lots with the teal sign. Those are available 24/7. The sidewalks are all open. The businesses are open for business. You can get across by foot, east and west on Palafox at each intersection. And so really not a lot has changed with your experience of downtown Pensacola and how it functions. You just can't drive or park on Palafox in between Garden and Main Street. Otherwise, everything is normal as always. If you've been downtown and had a good, bad, or indifferent experience since the project's been going on, feel free to shoot us a text at 850-437-1620. Happy to maybe clear up some confusion or just take any praise that you may have for John, mostly for John. So
just for me?
Just for you, yeah. Oh, I'm going to give you all the praise here, John.
And if any complaints, they go to you, right?
That's typically how that works.
Okay.
So, but it's been good. And, you know, one thing that the Downtown Improvement Board does is we run the Palafox Market each and every Saturday, except for one Saturday, John. Trivia question. Which Saturday do we not have the Palafox Market?
Christmas.
No.
New Year's.
Nope.
Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras.
I was getting close.
We can't.
But the people still need to eat, though.
That's true. That is true.
You know.
So we do not have it on Mardi Gras Saturday, which would be, what day is that, John?
Saturday.
Saturday, February 14th, Valentine's Day. See, you already forgot.
At least I got the Saturday part.
That's
right?
True. The Saturday parade this year is on February 14th on Valentine's Day, and we're going to have Danny Zimmern call in later to talk about the new Mardi Gras route. All the activities leading up to Mardi Gras. So we'll get that later on at the show around 8 o'clock. But again, we do have the Palafox Market going on Saturdays from 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock. We'll be down there at MLK Plaza and Plaza Ferdinand. We are still running the trolley system that we put in place, maybe about a year ago or year and a half ago. For the Palafox Market, runs on Saturdays during the market hours. You can get on the trolley from the North Market, or kind of what you typically think of when you think of the Palafox Market, up at MLK Plaza. It'll take you down to the South Market at Plaza Ferdinand. It also stops by a parking lot on Main Street, the Commandencia lot. So if you wanted to park and not try and fool with finding any free parking, or if it's all filled up because it's free and there's so many people downtown, they'll pick you up at the Commandencia lot. They'll go down to Jocko's for a stop, come back up Balin Street, right at the county parking garage on Balin and Intendencia. And then they'll head back up to the North Palafox Market at MLK Plaza. So trying to give people an opportunity to park and get on the trolley and get around downtown with ease on Saturdays for the Palafox Market. We have over 200 vendors that come out on each Saturday, and make sure you give us a follow on our Palafox Market Instagram page. There are times that we may have to consolidate the market. We did that a couple weeks ago because a lot of our vendors will take off at the beginning of January after the holiday season to take a little breather. And so if we consolidate, we'll consolidate everybody up into the MLK Plaza Park, and may not have it down at Plaza Ferdinand. But this past weekend, we were over capacity with vendors, and so we had to squeeze some folks in, and we're looking like we're going to be having that again this upcoming Saturday from 9 to 2 o'clock for the Palafox Market. And one exciting thing that we did get was our first Portland Loo, and that is a public restroom that is at the Palafox Market. This was in an effort. This has been a long process. But we finally have our bathroom at the Palafox Market up on the north end, so at MLK Plaza. And it's, you know, it's a public bathroom, but our cleaning crew, our cleaning ambassadors in downtown Pensacola, are doing a great job of staying on top of that, making sure that it's clean. They're checking on it every few hours and cleaning it up, getting the trash out of there. And as of right now, we're leaving that open during park hours, which is sunrise to sunset. And it's also available on Saturday. So we're trying to get rid of having some of those rented porta potties out
there. Porta potties, yeah.
All week long. Uh-huh. So we'll dive back in to the Palafox market here in a second after these commercials.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Daniel will not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
There's a parade somewhere
you probably want to know about.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
This is how we do.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3 and 1620. It's good to be back. We've been talking about the new Palafox project in downtown Pensacola. My day job is I'm the executive director of the Downtown Improvement Board, and so we've been trying to support the businesses through this process of having the road torn up and being repaved, putting in a bunch of new stormwater that will certainly help out in heavy storms. If you can remember, you know, when it rains extremely heavy, Palafox will flood on South Palafox, even in some areas on North Palafox between Wright Street and Garden. And I remember, and I think it was 2014 when you had the big flood of the 26 inches of rain in 24 hours. I had friends that were downtown, you know, not maybe thinking things through the best way back then, but it rained so hard, they were literally on tables in what was then Hop Jacks, trying to get out of the water that had come into the building.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yep, I can remember seeing pictures from that back in the day. So this will certainly help out with a lot of the stormwater issues that South Palafox faces. And so We're excited to see the end product ready to get there this Labor Day. So we're still trucking along, if you will. We're talking about the Palafox market. We've still got that going on. That is not stopping because of construction. So that's going each and every Saturday from 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock on Saturdays in downtown Pensacola at MLK Plaza and Plaza Ferdinand. You've got those over 400 free parking spots in downtown Pensacola that are provided by the city. So those are the blue or teal signs, not the red or the green signs. So just keep that in mind. We did have a person text in if anything interesting has been uncovered while digging up Palafox. Thought they saw some old trolley ties and rails. And the tunnel to Fort Pickens, that is actually, thank you for that text, that is actually where Andrew is today. He's not sick. He's not on vacation. He found
that tunnel.
The tunnel. Yep. And he,
wow.
I hope there's an opening at the other end.
I do too.
Because otherwise he might be out another week trying to get back.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we were talking about some of the things that you can see because they've been, you know, tearing the road up for now 2 weeks is just one, the different layers of the road over decades of them repaving or putting new pavement on there. John, I was mentioning when we were in a commercial break that somebody had posted a picture, and I don't know how long ago this would have been, but I can imagine it was a long time ago, that Palafox was wooden pavers. And so some of those wooden pavers were still under there, and people had sent pictures in or posted them on, you know, social media. And the other cool thing was the old trolley ties and trolley lines were dug up. And mostly, I really only saw those mostly down by O'Reilly's at Zaragoza and Palafox. They had a bunch of them stacked up there, but that was really cool to see. And then kind of up on the north end, up by Vinyl Music Hall, up by Bavaria, Fosco Coffee, so that used to be, back in the day, a swamp, that portion of Palafox. And so they were pulling out old cypress, roots and limbs and parts of those trees that had been down in the swamp because they had been able to dig down that far. One of the things that the city has done with this project is hired a archaeologist through UWF Historic Trust that is on site for the duration of the project. So, well, I guess, you know, until they stop digging, then they can go home. But while they're digging stuff up, putting in new stormwater pipes, a new ECUA pipe for water, they're on site. So if they do run into something that they have questions about, or they think they need to, you know, get checked out or looked at, that the archaeologist is there on site to check it out to say, you know, this has historical value and we need to maybe stop right here and let us, you know, examine this a little further. Or no, this doesn't really have any historical value. Keep on doing what you're doing. And that was one of the reasons that the project spanned the entirety of this 4.5 blocks from Garden to Main Street, was that if something like that did occur and they found something of historical value and needed to stop working in that spot that they were working in, that they could then pick up and move to another portion of the road, you know, a couple blocks down and not skip a beat on making progress towards finishing. So that is, I haven't heard any reports that we've run into that at all yet, but we have seen some of those rail ties and trolley lines. And so that's been exciting. But, you know, we've got a big show coming up for the rest of today. We have got State Representative Alex Andrade will be calling in during the 6 to 6:30 hour. Get an update about what's going on in Tallahassee. I think they're in their second or third week of session over there, and this is his senior year, if you will, his farewell tour over in Tallahassee. He is term limited from running for state representative again. And I think as a father now of two little girls, he is has no plans to run for public office again, and will be, you know, back at the law firm doing lawyer things and enjoying time with his two young children. After that, we'll have the president of the city council, Allison Patton, calling in to talk about, you know, what's been going on with the Baptist Project. We're going to talk a lot about the new Bay Center plan that came out last week with some city and county folks, and kind of what all is in that Bay Center plan. It's got a hefty price tag of, you know, fully done out of what's in that plan, at a whopping $185 million. So maybe we can ask Alex if he's got $185 million.
Sitting around. Yeah.
He might throw that over here. Who knows? But we'll talk with President of City Council Allison Patton about that. We'll then talk at 7 o'clock with the chair of the Escambia County Commission, Ashley Hoffberger. There's a lot going on with our public responders or that she's been working on. She wants to talk about the Bay Center as well and dredging out at the beach. that happens about every decade. And we are in the midst of that right now. And the beach is in Ashley's district and District 4. So that's a big project and a very important project for this area, not only for the beach residents and the folks that live out there, but for the tourism industry, which does, you know, help us fund a lot of things here, and not only in the state of Florida, but in Escambia County and the city of Pensacola, because of the tourists that come here, support businesses, spend money, and then pick up and leave, and leave us some of their dollars behind that we get to utilize to benefit the residents that live here in Escambia County. And then at 7:30, we'll talk to Mayor D.C. Reeves. We will see if he has made any progress on my request to be able to rent the construction equipment for the new Palafox, so that, you know, maybe for 15 minutes we can all tear up something on Palafox.
But sounds like fun.
He might not need any more money for the project, so he might say we haven't done anything with that. But just in case he does, I'm just saying this could be
throwing
this
it
could
out
be
there.
An opportunity. We could make big weekend plans because of this. Then at 8 o'clock, we'll talk to Danny Zimmerman about Pensacola Mardi Gras, which is coming up here in just a few weeks. And there are a lot of activities going on leading up to Mardi Gras. One thing that Pensacola Mardi Gras has done to try and help support the downtown businesses during the construction project is every Tuesday. So we missed it last night, but every Tuesday they're doing a second line that's starting at 5:30 p.m. They've got a brass band out of New Orleans that's coming and doing a second line around the entirety of the construction fence. There's different Mardi Gras crews that are sponsoring each week, and they start at a different business, you know, bar or restaurant in downtown, somewhere along that fence line each Tuesday. So we've got a few more Tuesdays coming up. You can plan to go down there at 5:30, jump in the second line, and then go grab some dinner somewhere in downtown. And then again, we'll head back out to the beach at 8:30 to wrap things up here today with Mike Burns and the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Again, we'll talk a lot about that beach dredging that's going on and just other activities and events that are going on out at the beach. And this is always a good time to go out to the beach as a local, because it is a little slower and you can get there fairly quickly to the beach, as opposed to what we'll see here, you know, in the next 7 months or so. So it'll
right.
be a different story.
Spring break,
much
you know,
different
yeah.
story. Yeah. So yeah, it's been good. The Bay Center, I'm interested to see where that conversation goes. So the county commission is meeting tomorrow on Thursday the 22nd to discuss or just kind of get an overview and a rundown of that Bay Center plan that I can't remember the name of the company that put it together, but I think it's AMI Global that is contracted out to run the Bay Center for the county. They're going to get a rundown of that plan, which is available online. I was looking at it yesterday for a little bit, and it's pretty long. It's a whopping 67 pages long, but it's got some cool demographics in here about, you know, what are our demographics in a 30-minute drive to the Bay Center and a 90-minute drive to the Bay Center and a 180-minute drive to the Bay Center, and what their anticipated growth is. So just take a 30-minute or we'll do the 90-minute drive to the Bay Center. Right now, they're estimating about 1.5 million people live within 90 minutes of the Bay Center to be able to drive. In 2030, they're projecting that total population to be 1.55 million. So add another 50, 60,000 people to that. They've got a breakdown of what the age ranges are, what the household income is in those areas. And so they've really done a in-depth job here with, you know, making sure that what they were going to present to the county commission fits not only the demographic in the area, but then also what they have as far as space on that piece of property and what they can do there. So I don't know how much of that $185 million project that's going to be presented to them tomorrow will get across the finish line. But I certainly think that, you know, folks here in the community want to see something happen at, whether it's just the physical Bay Center that we have right now, be upgraded, be nicer, be newer, to be able to compete with what Mobile's doing with a $300 million renovation of their base center. Not a renovation, they tore it down and they're building a brand new one.
It's not there anymore.
So it'll be exciting to kind of watch all of this unfold. And again, they're not voting on anything tomorrow. They're just getting a presentation, learning about what this company found in their market research and kind of what our market here in Pensacola would be able to bear and what makes sense in their professional opinion. So make sure you kind of stay tuned to that and be cued in on what's going on with the Bay Center. One thing before we head to break here, and we'll be back again with State Representative Alex Andrade after this break, but I forgot to talk about this, but it was a year ago today that we got 8 inches of snow right here in Pensacola.
10 inches where I live in Milton.
Hey, well, that's Santa Rosa County.
I know.
Y'all always try and one-up us over here. But anyways, we'll be back after the break.